Good morning, Rabbi Asa, Shalom Aleichem. I hope everyone's well. Maybe before we begin with a couple of Rambans in Admirat Hashem on Parshas Bereishis, maybe we'll just take a moment to look at one Unkelus from Parshas Vezos HaBrocha. At the beginning of Parshas Vezos HaBrocha, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe Marosh Nekidas Yaakov. So we all know, or maybe think we know, the translation here. So Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Torah to us, an inheritance, a legacy, whatever the correct translation of Marasha, Kehilas Yaakov. But when we look at Unkelus, there's something quite remarkable. Unkelus says, Oraisa Yehav Lana Moshe. Right? Yehav means gave. As though the Lashon HaPasuk were Torah Nosan Lana Moshe. Now that Unkelus doesn't translate everything literally, that Unkelus didn't set out to provide a verbatim literal translation is something we know. Rashi the Ramban will comment from time to time that Unkelus tergem lefi ha'inyan, that when you look at the word in Unkelus, so Unkelus is not telling you what the literal meaning of the words in the Torah are, but he's telling you what the content. What the gist? What's being expressed? So, it doesn't raise any flags when Unkelus gives a non-literal rendition. But over here, what's the pshat? Isn't the literal meaning? Isn't the literal sense of the word the intended meaning of the word as well? Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe. Why does Unkelus render that as Yahav, as Oraisa Yahav, he gave? So here in the Ma'at Tzuri, which is a remarkable, remarkable, it's both anthology with independent comments as well, remarkable parish, super commentary on Unkelus. So he records here a very interesting diuk. That generally we find when one is the recipient or the intended audience for a tzivui. So the idiom in Chumash is tzav es b'nei Yisrael. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was never told tzav li b'nei Yisrael. It's always tzav es b'nei Yisrael. And here the Lashon HaPasuk is not Torah tziva osonu Moshe, but Torah tziva lanu Moshe. So ad kan dvarav, in terms of the indication from the Pshuto Shel Mikra that there's something more to the meaning of this pasuk than Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Torah to us. But what does it mean? So you talk in as follows. In Vo'era, the last pasuk before Sheni, Vayedav Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, Vayitzavim al b'nei Yisrael v'al paro melech Mitzrayim, v'hotzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says, "Vayitzavim ebnei Yisrael, tzivam aleihem lahanhigam benachas velisbolosam." Ve'al paro melech Mitzrayim, lo tzivam alav lachuk lo kovo bedvarim. So Rashi clearly understands Vayitzav to mean he commanded, but then the tochen hatzivoy, the content of the command, seems to be missing from the pasuk. So Rashi's filling it in. Vayitzavim, he commanded them. He commanded them what? To lead Bnei Yisrael v'nachas and to have patience with them. And he commanded them to Paro. What? What was the content of the tzivoy to Moshe and Aaron regarding Paro? That even though it was a big Russia, there's still a din of Kavod Malchus. But if you take a look in this Sforno, so the Sforno says that sometimes Vayitzav doesn't mean to command. Sometimes Vayitzav mino osam. He appointed them. Lissorim. As officers, as ministers. Kamo, and he gives two other examples of that usage of tzav being used in that sense. Kamo vayismach es yodav alav vayitzavehu, when the Torah in Parshas Pinchas describing Moshe Rabbeinu's interaction with Yeshua ben Nun, vayismach es yodav alav Vayitzaveyu means that he appointed him, right? He appointed Yehoshua ben Nun as his successor. And similarly, v'tzivcha l'nogid, I think Shmuel says to Shaul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed you as king over Bnei Yisrael. So tzivcha l'nogid, the translation is not he commanded you, he appointed you. The Sforno has the same comment there on that. If you look up that postuk in Parshas Pinchas, so that the Sforno follows up and has the same comment there as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Kach l'chos Yehoshua ben Nun, here in Chav Zayin, Yud Ches, Chav Zayin Yud Ches in Bamidbar. Kach l'chos Yehoshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo, v'samacht az yodcho alav, v'hamadta oso l'fnei aloza ha'koin l'fnei kol ha'edo, v'tzivisa oso l'einehem. Says the Sforno, t'mana oso l'nogir aleihem, k'dei sh'yikabluhu v'yishmu'u b'kolo. Ki ye'omer tzivoy al ha'minoy. We find that the Lashon Tzivoy is used to connote Minoy. Clearly, it's closely related to the sense of command, because when you appoint someone, so it means he's being given, he's being charged with a mission, right? Every appointment is not the point of the appointment is not covered. The point of these is not perks and prerogatives. The point of any appointment in the Torah's from the Torah's vantage point is that it comes with this, that the person is being charged with certain responsibilities. He's being charged with a certain mission. That's why, hence, tzav, that in its usual most common use means to command, but it also means to appoint. Ki ye omer tzivoy al haminoy. I think the Ramban in one of these places has a similar comment. Rav Zichron Levracha calls attention to the fact that the Rambam learns pshat like that as well. The Rambam in the Hagdama to Mishnah Torah Vili Yehoshua, this is towards the very beginning of the Hakdama to the Arach HaZoka. Vili Yehoshua, Shu Talmido Shamosha Avenu Mosa Torah Sheval Peh Vitzivahu Aleha. What does Vitzivahu Aleha mean? So that's not, it means that Yeshua ben Nun was appointed as guardian of Torah Sheval Peh. Okay. So Nimtzeinu lemeidim that the Lashon Tzivoy sometimes carries this sense of being appointed, being entrusted with a certain mission. So Yitachen, that what Unkelus is telling us here, again, prompted by the Tziva Lanu, as opposed to Tziva Osanu, is telling us something profound. It's certainly true that our relationship to Torah is one of being mitzvah, is that we are on the receiving end of commandments. That's certainly true. But the emphasis is that the relationship runs much deeper than that. What Matan Torah represents, and what our relationship is with Torah, is that Torah was entrusted to us. The world can't exist without Torah. Rashi, and in this week's Sedra, Yom Hashishi, Tanai Hisnak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Vreshis, Im Yisrael Mekablem, Es HaTorah, B'Shisha, B'Sivan, Mutav, V'Mlav, Es Achzer, Se Olam Latohu. Il Moli, Brisa, Yomam, V'Layla, Chuka, Shemayim, Baretz, L'Samti, the Gemara in Durham says, Torah, the world can't exist without Torah. Right? The Gemara words in Sanhedrin says that there are 26 key lines in Halal HaGadol Ki Olam Chasto, corresponding to the Chav Vav Doros, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world before Matan Torah. For the world to exist, there needs to be Torah. Our relationship with Torah is not only, in quotation marks, only, that we're mitzuvim b'mitzvus haTorah, but Torah is entrusted to us to preserve and transmit. Now, clearly, the way we preserve and transmit is A, lilmod l'lamed, B, lishmor v'la'asos. But the relationship, to describe our relationship to Torah only in terms of tzivoy, is to truncate, is to understate what our relationship is. Our relationship is Torah. Tziva lanu Moshe means that Moshe Rabbeinu entrusted Torah. We were appointed, we were entrusted with Torah. It's a different, again, it's Bechlal Masai Emona. It obviously in no way detracts from the notion of being Mitzvah. If anything, it deepens it and intensifies it. But it's a different mindset, and it's something which is very, very basic. Okay, maybe let's take a look at a couple of Rambans here in Parshas Bereishis. Ramban has at the beginning, just this is not really Ramban, it's more the Ramban just quoting in Ibn Ezra a fascinating etymology. on the pasuk, hey, the end of the pasuk, vayi erev vayi voke yom echad. V'yikare tchilas halayla erev, says the Rambam. What's the etymology? How does the word erev mean? Again, for the Ramban, it doesn't mean all night. It means the beginning of the evening. V'yikare tchilas halayla erev bavo sheyisarvu bo hatzuros. The beginning of night is a time when we confuse things. The dwindling light confuses our perception. And things get mixed up. So erev, as in la'arev, right, is to mix up. But taruvis is a mixture. So hence the semantics of erev referring to tchilas halayla. And corresponding to that, utchilas hayom boker, right, bikur means to scrutinize. The Korban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, was taught in bikur, Dalid Yomim, to make sure that there was no mum. So the vaker means to scrutinize, to check very carefully. Utchilas hayom boker, and then the opposite is in the beginning of the morning when we have the benefit of the emerging daylight. So that allows a person to yivaker adam benosam. It's a fascinating etymology. Jumping ahead here, if you take a look in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rabbi Osai. Gimel, Yud Gimel. So the Ramban here is being, well, maybe we'll first we'll read a little bit. V'tam mazos osis, right? V'yom Hashem elokim lo'isha mazos osis. What did you do? V'tam lo'isha hanochash hishiyani v'ochal. V'tam mazos osis lava al mitzvosi. Ki ho'isha b'chlal azharas odom. Ki ho'isha etza me'atzom el ba'isahi. So first of all, the Ramban is addressing a question. Why is the Isha being held accountable if the Tzivoy was addressed to Adam? So the Ramban says, no, at that point, they were one. They were one and the same. So the fact that subsequently, again, whether originally they were Du-Partsufim, whatever the initial relationship was, but since she was Bechlal Adam, she was Bechlal as Horus Adam as well. V'lo Amar Bo'isha Vatochli Min Ha'etz. Right, in contrast to Pasuk Yud Aleph, where when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts Adam, he says, HaMin Ha'etz Asher Tzivisich Levilti Achol Mimenu Acholta. The pasuk specifies achila. Here, the Torah just says more generally, "Mazos asis." Says the Ramban, the pshat is ki hi nancha al achilasa ve'al atzasa kasher nan ashanochash. That Chava had a double liability. She had a liability for eating, but she also had a liability for inducing Adam to eat. Hence, the more general Mazos asis, as opposed to v'tochli. But if that's the case, isn't Chava's defense inadequate? Because Chava is only defending herself against the charge of eating. So the man says, the greater, the more. The serious charge, the charge which was going to carry the greater punishment, was that of Achila. So Chava was defending herself against that. I don't know. Maybe she also didn't have any defense for the other one. I don't know. But I'll call upon it. V'hine mikan nuchal lilmod onesh l'machti e'odim b'dova. From the fact that Chava, that Mazosa sees, that Chava is being held accountable not only for her eating, but also for Vatiten Gam Leisha Imoa Vayochal. So we learn, says the Ramban, that a person is accountable and Rahman Letzlan punished for causing someone else to sin. As in fact, Chazal tell us, Minayin lemoshet, Eve menachay leben Noach, O kos yayin lenazir, Lefnei velo siten mechshel. See here, I'm not sure what. If the Ramban means to imply the following, just to sort of provide a little bit of broader context. If you take a look in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, Diba Maschal Ovid Kochavim, so Tosfos has this, what seems to be a steer in Gemara's, and they quote an earlier Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The earlier Gemara in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that there were certain items that you're not allowed to sell to Ovdei Avodah Zarah because there's too much of a likelihood that they're going to use them in their Avodah Zarah ritual. So therefore, it's an Issa of Lifnei. If it's clear, let's say, by the quantity that you're selling, that this person is just, he's buying wholesale, and then he's going to sell retail, but he's buying more than for his personal use. So then there's no issue to sell because alifne mefakdinan, alifne de lifne lo mefakdinan. There's an issue of lifne iver. I can't provide an Oved Avodah Zarah with, again, what he'll use in his Avodah Zarah ritual. But the fact that I sell it to Oved Avodah Zarah A, who in turn will sell it or give it to Oved Avodah Zarah B, that's lifnei to lifnei. And there's no issue of lifnei to lifnei. Tosfos thinks that the Gemara here on Tezvav and Beis maybe seems to be against it. So that's why Tosfos is talking about it. So Tosfos answers with regard to that Gemara in Yudalid, this is the part of the Tosfos that is nogea to us presently. Tosfos says, lifnei de lifnei is a heter that's relevant only if the middleman is an Ovid Kochavim. Because if the middleman is an Ovid Kochavim, who himself is not muzer on lifnei, so then I'm not muzer because for me, Ovid Kochavim B is lifnei de lifnei. Ovid Kochavim A is not muzer on lifnei either, so I'm not doing anything wrong. But what will be if the middleman, what if the person who's going to sell it to the Nochri to be Ovid Avodah Zarah is a Jew? So then I'd be over Lifnei Iver on Lifnei Iver. The same way, Lifnei Iver is, I can't be machshil a nozir in his Issa Naziris, and I can't be machshil a Ben Noach in his Issa Evi Menachai. I can't be machshil a Jew in Lifnei Iver. It's Lifnei Iver to be machshil a Jew in Lifnei Iver. The same way, it's Lifnei Iver to be machshil a Jew in Issa Nozir, in Machol Sasuris. It would be Lifnei Iver to be machshel a Jew in Lifnei Iver. But if the middleman is a Nochri, who's not Muzer on Lifnei Iver, so then I don't have a Lifnei Iver on him because he's not going to be over Lifnei Iver. And the person to whom he gives it is too far removed from me. That's a Lifnei de Lifnei. But okay, what's relevant to us in the Tosfos is the Tosfos says is a Dov Poshut, because it does seem to be a Dov Poshut, that there is no lifnei, no issa lifnei iver by a ben noach, not one of the seven mitzvos ben noach. Right, and the Tosfos doesn't seem to be anything especially remarkable about the Tosfos. That would seem to be pretty straightforward. Question is, what does the Ramban say here? How? How rigorously does the Ramban intend this when he says, "V'hinei mikan nucha lulmod onesh lemachti'ei odom b'dova"? So Chava wasn't Jewish, right? No such musig at that point. So Chava was punished, was held accountable, and was punished for being machti Adam, not only for her own achila, but for being machti Adam as well. Kasha limdunu evasenu, the same way Chazal explain what the parameters of lifnei iver are. So halacha lemaisa, does the Ramban think that there is an isser for all practical purposes of lifnei iver by b'nei Noach? Is that what the takeaway from this Ramban is? And if in fact it is, so what's the mocker for it? I mean, it certainly is not listed, right? It certainly isn't listed amongst the Sheva Mitzvahs. But maybe the Ramban doesn't really, maybe the Ramban's not really equating this with Lifnei Iver anyway. Let's say the din of Lifnei Iver is that it has to be Treyev Denara, the Gemara says. Treyev Denara literally means two sides of the river, but the halacha that represents is that the person who's over the Avera needs assistance. Right, so imagine that the Nozir is on one side of the river and the Kos Yayin is on the other side of the river. The Ben Noach is on one side of the river, the Evi Menachai is on the other side, and the width of the river is such that he can't reach across, and I don't know, he does not know how to swim. But if he'll extend his hand as far as he can, and the Yisrael who's on the other side will extend his hand as far as he can, so then he'll be able to access it. So here there's no, clearly the Eitz Hadas wasn't Treyev Denara. I mean, the same way Chava could help herself, so Adam could help himself also. So, Michal, what does the Ramban mean with the comparison anyway? That if not for her Eitza, if she hadn't pushed him in that direction, so he never would have eaten. Meaning, when Adam says, "Ha'isha she'nasati imadi hi nasna li min ha'etz va'ochel," I mean, factually, that is correct. It's not a defense. Akadosh Baruch Hu obviously doesn't accept that as a defense, but not because it's factually incorrect, but because it's morally and spiritually and halachically inadequate, but not because it's factually incorrect. And maybe that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban means that her that it was the equivalent of a chad of trei eved nara, in the sense that Adam never ever would have eaten were it not for Chava luring him to sin. The question is it possible that the Ramban thinks the following? I don't know. This is speculative, I will say. I don't know whether this is correct. But in the beginning of Gemara Brachos, the Hagdama of Rav Nissim Gaon to Shas is printed. And Rav Nissim Gaon there says the following yisod. He says, anything which is totally be'udnasa deliba, any mitzvah which is clearly indicated, dictated by Svaras Halev, by Havanas Halev, is binding on all of humanity. Mitzvahs HaTorah that are limited to Klal Yisrael are those mitzvahs which required the chiddush of Matan Torah, that we should be aware of the mitzvah. But any mitzvah which it's clear in Svara so that's binding on Kol Bo'ei Olam. That's what Rav Nissim Gaon says. According to Rav Nissim Gaon, so maybe the pshat is Ritzon Hashem. Let's say in the context that we're talking about, Ritzon Hashem, is has been unequivocally communicated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want Adam to eat from the tree. So Zol Zayin, that it's not one of Shem Mitzvot B'nai Noach, that it hasn't, that Lifnei Iver has not been included in Shem Mitzvot B'nai Noach. Isn't it a svara that if the Ribbono Shel Olam says something, this should not happen, that a person can't be a co-conspirator and in making it happen? That a person can't aid and abet such that it does happen and that it does result? I see, you'll say, but maybe the pilcha is betzida. So if it's a svar, so what does the Ramban have to learn it from this parsha for? Manav shach. If it's not a svar, so what's the mocha that it's also? And if it is a svar, what does the Ramban have to learn? I don't know, but notice that the Ramban's lashon is interesting. Hine mikan nuchal lulmod onesh lemachtir adam bedava. I don't know. Ramban says, you see again, not only is there a svar that it should be also, but you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for it as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for it as well. So I know, love, is that the, again, this is speculative. I don't know. But is that the sense of the Ramban that Lifnei Iver to be machti and thereby contravene Ritzon Hashem is osur for everyone? And maybe the mocker would be that the Ramban agrees with that yesod of the Nisim Gam. Ayin alav. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. Okay. A good Shabbos, Rabbi Asai.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Please.
Is Rav Nissen going talking about only averis that are svara, like eating from the Eitz Hadas that was only aser because of the tzivoy?
Right, but the issa that we're talking about is not the issa of eating from the Eitz Hadas. The issa that we're talking about is the issa of causing someone to go against Ritzon Hashem. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Isn't it possible that there's still a Isser Derabanan of Chad Avrei Denara?
So I think the Rishonim say that there is an Isser of Chad Avrei Denara Midrabanan. That's correct. But that's only for Yisrael vis-a-vis Yisrael. But let's say Yisrael vis-a-vis Ben Noach would not have, wouldn't even have an Isser Derabanan of Chad Avrei Denara. Let's say if the Ben Noach and the Eva Ben Achai are on the same side of the river and the Ben Noach is just too lazy to bend down or for whatever reason, you know, to the other end of the table and ask the Jew to pass it to him, and the Jew passes it to him, so that's not awesome. It Thank would him. Be awesome to have one by Yisrael. Yeah, Yehuda.
Is it, I seem to remember that there's a machlokas if the Fnei Iver is part of each mitzvah or it's something that's just like a general isser. I mean,
whatever, there's discussion about that.
I mean, if it were to be part of each mitzvah, would it make sense that even B'nai Noach would be chayiv?
It isn't. But you're right, there is such discussion, but I don't think it is.
Rabbi, is what Rav Nissen Gan also answer why the Nachash was punished?
Yeah. So why doesn't the Ramban? Why doesn't the Ramban? So maybe I guess you can also turn your comment into a question. So why not have the inference there? I don't know, because maybe over there, I mean, hagam that the Gemara does derive that ein mehapchen b'schusa shel meisis from nochosh. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin like that, right? Because the Nachash could have tried to defend himself also with Devi Arab, Devi Talmud, Devi Mishomen, but you can't be Mahapech in Poskin, Biskuso, Shal Mesis. So if you can have that limud from the Nachash, why doesn't the Ramban have this limud already? And I don't know, but I don't know, maybe the question is how, I don't know, you have to see in what sense the Gemara in Sanhedrin really does or doesn't mean it. And maybe just for the Ramban, it's more compelling to draw the inference from Chava than it is from the Nachash.